If you're in the market for a 2020 calendar, there's one on sale now featuring 13 Vermont writers posing in tasteful and artistically rendered nudity. These poets and authors are bearing it all, almost, to raise funds for the Varnum Memorial Library in Jeffersonville. But why does a public resource like the library need to hold fundraisers like this to keep the lights on? That's what VPR digital producer Elodie Reed explores in an article that's up now at our website, vpr.org. And Elodie joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Elodie.
Hi.
So this nude calendar, how did it come about and why does the Jeffersonville Library need to raise funds like this?
So it was the idea of Karen Smith. She's a library trustee at the Varnum Memorial Library in Jeffersonville. And she decided to be a little creative about their fundraiser. Because the library is run by a nonprofit, they have to raise about 20% of their operating budget each year. The town provides the rest. So for this year's fundraiser, they decided to create this calendar. And they found this local photographer, Catherine Aranda Learned. And she was willing to photograph 13 writers, some novelists, some poets, in the nude with the important parts blocked off. And I spoke to a couple of the writers who took part in the calendar project. And while they were kind of reluctant at first, they said they'd heard about the other authors who were taking part, and that convinced them that it was a good idea. And they also said they did it just because they love libraries. Maybe only libraries would be able to convince them to do something like that.
Well, so, I mean, this sort of points to a larger issue in that many libraries in Vermont receive a lot of their support from municipalities. So what makes them different from other town departments in terms of their need to fundraise like this?
So I asked Vermont Library Association President Amy Olson about this, and she told me that people tend to think about libraries more as charities as opposed to like a municipal department. And so she said people are more likely to donate to the library if they need something like, you know, air conditioning or more books or whatever, whereas that might not be as likely if like the town offices need something like that. And she also pointed that a lot of library trustees, they live in the towns where they're serving their libraries. So they're very aware of taxpayers and what they're asking for at town meeting each year. So in general, Olson told me that libraries tend to keep their annual budget increases as low as possible and tend to rely on donations for the rest.
Yeah. Well, you spoke to some librarians around the state who note that the populations that they're serving is changing. So what exactly is changing and how are libraries adapting?
So one thing that has definitely been impacting libraries and the services they provide is the opioid crisis. And state librarian Jason Broughton told me that libraries are doing things like training their staff to administer Narcan, which is the overdose reversal drug. And he also pointed out that the state population is growing older and that libraries need to serve what he called a active, mature population. I spoke with the librarian at the Jude Devine Memorial Library in Hardwick about this, Lisa Samet. She told me that they're currently fundraising for an addition to their building. And she said it's partly because they need a lot more space. But she also said the current building isn't very accessible. And so someone with something like a walker has a really hard time getting in.
Okay, so adapting to the needs of different populations. Another challenge for libraries that Vermont's state librarian raises in your story is climate change, which I found really surprising. I mean, how does climate change affect libraries going into the future?
I found that surprising, too. I never thought that would come up in the conversation with Jason Broughton. But he did point out that a lot of town and cities are built on waterways. It's just kind of the human pattern. And so as climate change continues and we see more flooding, he said, you know, that could endanger library buildings, the books inside, any other documents, the computers. And he just said that in general, libraries need to start planning for this in the future.
That's VPR digital producer Elodie Reed, and you can read her story and see pictures at vpr.org. Elodie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.